reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very briefly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, my name is Mustafa. I'm a student here and I'm studying in Hoza. I'm studying psychology and originally I'm from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
I am Bita and I'm a student in Tehran University and I'm studying medicine actually. And that's it.
Welcome, both of you. Welcome to your very studio. As in modern life, everything has got a different definition and different concepts have got different definitions according to different people. It sometimes becomes so perplexing to identify, to recognize what is the definition of a spiritual person. How do we define that? Is there any specific definition for that?
It's a great question, especially in the kind of sort of environment and society we're living in, where you'll find, like, if you turn on YouTube, there's like so many people, they're giving spiritual, for example, advice, right? There was actually an interesting documentary, I forget the name, where someone sort of did a social experiment. And they just started sitting somewhere and started talking spiritually. And within a year, they had like a huge gathering around them. And then after that year, they told them, hey, look, I'm not a spiritual person. I'm nothing. I just did this as a...
I'm a good speaker.
Yeah, I'm just, you
I'm
know...
I'm a good lecturer.
So I think one of the sort of ways to sort of... one of the things identifying religious spiritual people is to definitely not fall for the fake spiritual gurus that are out there.
For the appearance.
Yeah, and we can talk about that more. But first...
Yeah, I do agree with that, actually. I think one of the most important elements in spirituality is belief and your faith. Okay? So when you see some spiritual people that are talking spiritually and so on, and after a long time you see some scenes or something like that from those people, and your picture of those people are kind of broken. And this feeling is exactly the losing of belief and faith that you had in those people. So I think the enemy of spirituality is so much an extreme doubt. Okay, and overthinking for sure. So the first thing about spiritual people are that there are some balanced people, and they are so
and you see no paradox in what they preach and what they practice.
Exactly. First of all, they're balanced. You know, they don't go extreme in both ways or something. Mm. And whenever they say something, they believe it, and because they believe it, they do it.
Exactly.
Okay, and I think this is the simple definition of someone who is a real spiritual person.
Exactly.
One other thing, I think this is sort of more of a personal experience of mine that, you know, I used to have this idea in my mind that a spiritual person is someone who can, for example, do miracles. The thing is, when you grow up outside of Iran, unfortunately, I don't know, maybe you guys are lucky that you didn't face this, but where we grow up, right, that's the sort of thing that people are telling us, that the spiritual person can do certain miracles, that they can, you know... like they can teleport, they can read your mind, they can do, and unfortunately,
no, to us, it's exactly the reverse. Those people who can do these things might
I know
so much of a trap.
Exactly, yeah, I was going to say, like, a real spiritual person is not someone who's going to be, like, you know, telling you that he can do miracles.
Yeah,
it's going to be someone who's going to be taking you towards real knowledge and God and like God's knowledge, and that doesn't necessarily involve supernatural elements to
and
it.
By the way, most of these people who we consider them as religious scholars in our traditional, you know, etymology, most of them, they did not speak too much. According to their actions, you're going to learn things.
Exactly.
They did not speak too much, and they did not talk very pompously about whatever they do and whatever they have learned. No, on the contrary, they're moderate, silent people whom, if they want to teach you anything or if they want to change you, they would do that according to their actions.
Yeah, and I do believe in that one. And also another thing which I actually paid attention to in these people is their passion. You know, they are so passionate about the things that they believe in. And for example, when you talk to some, for example, scientists or biologists that, you know, they spend their life studying the, you know, miracles of the body of human beings. They're like so passionate about it, and they believe in Allah Almighty, and their belief is, you know, it's something from their deep in their heart,
And you can see it in their eyes.
Exactly.
You know?
And I don't know, I love this enthusiasm that they have in the way they look, in the way they act, in the way they walk.
They're so devoted.
Yeah.
And then they love human beings in general.
Exactly.
And one thing, apart from that passion, leads them to be, I think, that passion leads them to be very active people.
Yeah.
Right? I think the some of the people that I feel that are spiritual, they're really active in helping others, for example. They're not like lazy people. They're not
Yeah.
You know, they're the people I think that are, they're involved in other people's lives and helping like society's problems. That for me is a big sort of...
They're like just these supporting angels.
Yeah, I think sometimes people get the idea that a spiritual person is just someone who's like sitting there praying and they're, you know,
they're just doing zikr
and they're just doing, you know, memorization of the Quran, and they're not involved in like society. I think that's sort of, that image needs to break. And no, spiritual people are actually real people that are involved. They're sacrificing their blood, literally their blood for society or others, right? For the sake of goodness.
For people's safety and peace, for everything that is related to other people in their society. So, I guess whatever you said up until now are just good signs to recognize a spiritual person. But then we have to talk more about a spiritual and religious character. But before that, let's go for a short break and then be back in a blink of an eye. Brother Mustafa and Sister Bita are in here, and we're talking about the spiritual characters and how do we define them? What are the characteristics of a spiritual person? We have been through much of the characteristic of a spiritual person, but if we want to look in a larger scale, that is a society, which is actually a religious society, how are we going to define a religious character, and how are we going to build a religious character?
Yeah, and one of the things that I just want to follow up on the previous statement before the break is that, of course, our worship and what we do, for example, prayers, it's a big part of our spirituality and a spiritual person's character. No, we're definitely not undermining that. But what we, for example, the most spiritual person, for example, that we can think about is like the Prophet or Imam Ali, right? And these are people that, yes, when they were isolated, they would be crying and praying towards God. But then in the mornings, you know, they'll be so involved in that society. They were helping build that society, you know.
Exactly.
They were literally laying the bricks
It to productivity.
Yeah, yeah. And whether that meant like fighting wars, whether that meant like cleaning up rubbish, whether it meant providing food to the people, wherever justice was needed, they were trying to do that, right?
Yeah.
And that's the foundation of a society.
Wherever there was a call for help, they were there.
Yeah, yeah. I think justice was so important. Like, people think that a religious society is just people, for example, praying and just, you know, fasting. But a religious society is a just society.
Because they care for human beings.
Right.
Because that's what we've been asked to do. So if I want to be a good person according to a religious society, how should I be?
You know, I think, first of all, we have to correct the way we see religion and the way we see spirituality.
Yeah.
It is not something far-fetched. It is not something that you cannot achieve. Okay, it is something for you. It is something within you. And every individual has a part of kind of spirituality in themselves, has a tendency to achieve to this spirituality, okay? So you just have to find it. You just have to revive it, okay? Unfortunately, for example, most of the people think that, for example, spiritual people are the ones that are so weak, so knowledgeable, so this and so,
so
that. Exactly, but no. Maybe an old man in, I don't know, remoted region, for example, I don't know, in some little places really living really traditionally and
in
without
some restricted
any
regions.
Knowledge or even illiterate can be someone really spiritual.
It could be the butcher. It could even be the butcher.
Exactly. Yeah.
Butcher, your local butcher
There's
can be
no
the
difference.
Most religious person in society.
Yeah, and so first of all, we have to create the way we see these kind of things and concepts. And the other step that we can take in order to actually be a better person in a religious society is to do good, doing practically, not talking.
The good and bad are innately put in us.
Yeah.
So we understand, we recognize what is, there is a torch inside of us.
Exactly.
We know what is the truth and what is not the truth. The curtains that we create in our soul, the curtains that we are going to dress our soul with, are going to make us to not listen to the voice of our heart, to the voice of our soul that tells us. So it depends on the much of indulgence that you engage yourself with or involve yourself with. So I guess you have to work on your inner soul and give it the way to just tell you about the right path.
Definitely. And one aspect of that, I think, is being a responsible person in society. And what that means is, you know, doing your job to the best of your ability, for example.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're doing, if you're a bus driver, if you're a banker, if you're a cashier, is doing your job honestly and to the best of your ability. If everyone were to do that in society, wouldn't we have an amazing religious society?
Exactly.
Right? The only problem is that people are not doing their responsibilities to the extent that they're supposed to, I think.
I always say the society is created of single individuals. So each one of us do their responsibilities correctly according to a religious perspective, then it's going to be looking like a utopia. But then there's another point. According to me, I do believe that in a religious society, there are some people who are not going to act like a religious person.
Yeah.
So it's not going to contradict with the idea that even in religious societies, there are those people who are not going to act well.
Yeah, exactly. So.
You know, those people that don't act well, they're also tests for us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They'll make us better if we pass the test with those people.
One of the responsibilities that you have is towards other people in the society, for sure, okay? So if you want to be a spiritual, complete spiritual person, individual, you have to teach other people how to behave too. You have to motivate them. You have to try to stop them from whatever they're doing, which is in contrast with the religious, actually, perspectives.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I don't even know if it's modern, if you would say human beings or youth these days, you'll see that, for example, right now with the situation in Palestine and Israel, right? If you see, it's a lot of the youth that's coming out in, you know, against injustice, right?
Yeah.
Even the youth today has that sense of sort of wanting justice and purity, despite all the sort of trash that we see and all the rubbish. But I think there's still like that, like you said, we have it, it's in an inner, it's innate, right? It's in our nature, it's in our fitrat, in our nature to be that way.
But, you know, media is at work.
Yes, unfortunately. And I think that is what's going to sort of happen towards the end of times, that you'll see that groups are going to become filtered, right? The good are going to become better and the evil and the worst are going to become worse.
It's always like this. The evil has got more of power, more facilities, and they do things with a voice that gets everywhere.
You know what? I think it's not the problem of social media or something. And there is one good thing here that most of the people ignore, which the young generation right now is more rebel, is not going to actually stay there talking to you about problems or listening to you, for example, for your advice, okay? But when you tell them something about whatever, they will think about that. They are growing this habit of thinking about everything and doubting about everything, questioning things, which is something good.
Exactly. Yeah. So just to wrap it all up, in a religious society, religious people would act according to what they just talk about. So we try to be like that because that's the thing we actually aim to achieve in our life. Thank you for listening to us and thank you for being with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.